In this bulletin, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews confirms Melbourne is on track to have restrictions eased on Sunday, the New South Wales South Australia border to reopen from midnight tomorrow, and in the NRL, Manly's Adam Fonua-Blake signs with the New Zealand Warriors. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says three of the five suburban contact tracing units announced earlier this month for Melbourne will become operational over the next few days. It comes as the state records 28 new COVID-19 cases, causing Melbourne's crucial 14-day rolling average to fall further to 32.8. The first three localised tracing units will be based in the west, northeast and southeast of Melbourne. Mr Andrews says he hopes the suburban teams will be able to replicate the success that a similar program achieved across regional Victoria.
With the inevitable positive cases, the inevitable outbreaks that we will see as a result of the wildly infectious nature of this virus, that localised response, that even faster response because of the input of local knowledge, will really come into its own when we are trying to keep already low numbers even lower, or at least to maintain them so that we can maintain that COVID normal.
Victoria has also recorded three new fatalities, bringing the state toll to 766 and the national figure to 854. New South Wales has reached a COVID-19 milestone with no locally acquired cases recorded for the first time in more than 70 days. The state has reported two new infections, both of which are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. But just over 7,600 COVID-19 tests were conducted in New South Wales yesterday. Premier Gladys Berejiklian wants those numbers to rise into the tens of thousands, saying the state will only continue to beat COVID-19 with consistently high testing rates.
I'm incredibly pleased to see where we're at, but we can't be complacent. The last time we were complacent, the Victorian situation came up and then we had to really go through that difficult few months. But we are in a very good space at the moment and we need to make sure we continue on this path.
New South Wales residents wanting to enter South Australia will no longer have to quarantine for 14 days from midnight tomorrow. The decision to ease the border measures comes after New South Wales recorded 14 days of no community transmission involving cases with an unknown origin. New South Wales residents will have to complete an online registration form to get approval to enter South Australia, which is in line with what's required of travellers from across the country. Queensland will extend its border zone 100 kilometres further south from next month, allowing residents in five more New South Wales council areas to enter the state without needing to quarantine. Residents of the Byron Shire, Ballina Shire, Lismore Council, Richmond Valley Council and Glen Innes Shire will be added to the border bubble from 1 a.m. on October the 1st. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the change means 120,000 more New South Wales residents will be able to apply for a border pass to travel freely into her state. Travel restrictions on residents from wider New South Wales, including Sydney, will be reviewed at the end of the month. Investigations into the deaths of Aboriginal people in custody will be fast-tracked as part of an overhaul announced by Victoria's Coroner's Court. Coroners will immediately attend the scene of an Indigenous death in custody and a specialist Koori court officer will meet grieving families. An initial court hearing will also be held within 28 days of an Indigenous death in custody and the investigating coroner will be briefed on relevant cultural issues surrounding the death. Aboriginal Engagement Manager Troy Williamson says the changes are designed to give Aboriginal families a greater voice and culturally appropriate support. In the NRL, star Manly prop Adam Fonua-Blake has confirmed he has signed with the New Zealand Warriors. Fonua-Blake was last week given permission by the Sea Eagles to talk to rival clubs after asking to be released from the final 2 years of his contract so he could move away from Sydney. Warriors emerged as favourites to secure the 24-year-old, with Fonua-Blake announcing through social media today the deal has been done. He's played 5 seasons for Manly, making his debut in 2016. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 26. Adelaide, a shower or two and 16. Melbourne, similar conditions, 15. Hobart, showers, 16. Canberra, partly cloudy and 15 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 22. Sydney, also sunny, 24. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, a possible shower, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.